You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Earthquake Commission has confirmed that it will go ahead with plans to cut almost half of its staff, despite an influx of new claims from the Kaikoura quake. The staff will be reduced next year from around 850 to 450 people. However, with the recent Kaikoura quake, the EQC is expecting around 50,000 new claims, while they are also still meeting claims made from the 2011 Canterbury earthquake. BFM reporter Dylan Kelly spoke to Labour's Canterbury spokesperson Megan Wood about the cuts.
So EQC made the decision back in about August that they were downsizing in Christchurch. So EQC made the decision back in August that they were downsizing their Christchurch operation. They were effectively cutting the staff in half and cutting the operational funding. And I thought this decision was wrong in August when they made it because it was an unfinished job in Canterbury. We still have 10,000 unresolved claims that need to be addressed there. And then you add in what's happened in the last fortnight in terms of Kaikoura and the claims that are coming out of there. There's talk of 50,000 claims coming out of there that we don't know what the scale of what EQC is going to have to face is. Someone needs to hit the pause button in government. And they need to say, let's be sensible and figure out what resource we need to have to address this in a timely fashion.
Makes sense, doesn't it? So who exactly is going to be suffering as a result of these decisions?
Well, I think that it will be... I want some clarity on what is going to happen for the unresolved Canterbury claims, some of which have been sitting on the books since 2010. But I also want to know what's going to happen for the new people that are going to enter the EQC system. I do not want to see people who have had damage caused in the last fortnight in a position in 2022, still waiting for their house to be repaired or waiting for their house to be re-repaired. And if we follow the Canterbury example, that's exactly the position we'll be in.
And what would Labour's solution to the problem be?
Oh, look, common sense needs to prevail here. The Minister needs to step up and hit a giant pause button and say, let's have a look at the resource that's needed. Let's put off cutting the organisation in half. It was wrong in August and it's certainly wrong now in December. And let's look at what resource is going to be needed in order to allow these people to get their lives back on track.
This is the fucking news.
The Wire.
I also spoke to John Goddard, who's an insurance lawyer who has vast experience in dealing with the EQC and earthquake claims, about the effects of the cuts. I began by asking about
the purpose of the proposed cuts. Initially was for EQC to save money as the operations in Canterbury were winding down. But now the purpose of those cuts is being questioned by a number of people because of the latest earthquake.
Mm-hmm. And what does this mean for the Kaikoura earthquake victims?
What it means is that EQC might not have enough resource and people on deck to settle their claims well. So it could mean that it takes longer to settle claims and that the processes for settling claims are more difficult.
And there's still a number of claims yet to be addressed from the 2011 Canterbury earthquakes. What's the extent of the workload still remaining from that?
There are around 4,000 land claims which are still unresolved. Most of the first-time claims are settled, but there are also around 5,000 remedial repair claims which are not resolved. So those are claims where the repairs were carried out, but they've been found to be substandard and they need to be remedied.
Mm-hmm. And do you think the claims from the Canterbury earthquake will have priority over the recent damage from the Kaikoura quake?
No, I don't. But that is going to be a different work stream. And so it's going to be really important that EQC has sufficient staff on board to deal with both work streams.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel there's any way that the EQC can successfully and realistically address all the claims they received after their job cuts?
We don't really know at this stage. One of the things that we do know, which is just quite recent, is that all claims are going to be cash settled. So it's likely that all the claims are going to be settled, but the question is, how long are they going to take? What are those processes going to look like, and how damaged are the people going to be? just to say that Exeter's job is an extremely difficult job, but also the other thing to bear in mind that for claims that go over cap, those processes will only start once EQC decides that a house has more than $100,000 worth of damage. So then homeowners have to start all over again with their private insurance companies. And the point about that is that now in New Zealand, most insurance policies are limited to a sum insured. So houses that are really badly damaged may not have enough insurance cover to be able to rebuild.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.